In city council, a resolution is just a pledge of support. In this case, if the bill passes, it lets Florida legislators know.
I think that we need to be as aggressive as other areas of Florida. And I think we should not be left out. And that's why I want to send a message through the city council, through our local delegation, and to the state legislators that we should be considered and be allocated properly in the disbursement of that money.
The money Councilman Schellenberg is talking about is revenue from a real estate transaction tax. In 2014, voters agreed to earmark a third of it for land conservation and restoration. Last year, the bulk of that money went to the Everglades and surrounding areas. Schellenberg says Jacksonville could use more help to deal with septic tank runoff that's polluting the river. St. John's Riverkeeper Lisa Reinemann says the bill is right on target. Northeast Florida could use more money to clean up places like Hogan's and McCoy's Creeks. But she'll be keeping an eye on any of the money that's spent here. Along with other environmental groups, the Riverkeeper is suing over what they call improper use of the conservation dollars under the state constitution. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.